Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This episode is brought to you by United Faith Mortgage.
Hi, I'm Marley from No Dull Life. I get to sit down with people and hear their life stories. I may not be Max Lucado, but I do love serving as a personal historian, taking the stories I hear and turning them into books that will be cherished for years by my clients' loved ones. Recently, I wrote the story of a man who was raised on a Mennonite farm in California by parents who had not finished high school. He grew up to study computer technology in education, earning a PhD from the University of Illinois and improving public education for underprivileged students. At the beginning of our interviews, he told me he thought his life was boring. Along with his wife and children, I disagree. Truly, no life is dull. I hope you always remember that your story matters and that sharing it with your loved ones is important and, yes, kindness. It can give them inspiration, pride, comfort, and perspective. Find me online at nodull.life.
Hey, Nicole here. Funny story about my interview with Max, although at the time it was not very funny to me. Before I start my interview with Max Lucado, let me tell you this much. I was in an airport and I got stuck there. And I happened to get stuck there on the very same day that I was supposed to be interviewing Max Lucado. Now, I had waited 2 years to get an interview with this guy. 2 years. Yeah, I work hard for you, I swear. And finally, his publicist said, We have a time slot for you. You can have 30 minutes and this is exactly when it needs to be. So I said, great, I will take it. I will move mountains to make it happen. Well, it turns out I kind of sort of had to move mountains because my flight was canceled. And so I was stuck in the airport in Minneapolis and I called Max's secretary. I called his publicist and basically they said, there's no other time we can give you. It's kind of now or never. So I hid away as well as I could in an airport, a busy, noisy Minneapolis airport, and did an interview with Max. And he was so gracious. He was so wonderful. But when you listen to the interview, I apologize for the audio quality. Hey, stick around after the interview because I want to tell you about this amazing, amazing act of kindness that Max Lucado did for me. Welcome to the Kindness Podcast. I'm Nicole Phillips. Today, we get to hear from Max Lucado.
She, with a lipstick, had drawn a big Valentine heart and written in the middle of it, I love you anyway, let's move on. And it was the kindness that I needed.
Max Lucado is a pastor, speaker, and best-selling author with more than 145 million products in print that have been translated in 45 languages and distributed in 80 countries worldwide. Max currently serves as teaching minister of Oak Hills Church in San Antonio, Texas. Max and his wife live nearby in Central Texas. They have 3 grown daughters, 2 sons-in-laws, and 2 grandchildren. Please welcome Max Lucado.
I'm so glad to talk to you.
I'm
so sorry you're in the airport, though. I wish you could be where you need to be or want to be.
Hey, this is right where I want to be. You know, it's all about perspective, and this is exactly where I want to be. So we're good. Hey, Max, I have to tell you, I love, love, loved your work on Fixer Upper. Do you get that a lot? Do people?
Well, I do. Yeah. I do. People used to say, hey, you're a good writer. Now they say, hey, I saw you on Fixer Upper.
I know. Chip and Joanna have just skyrocketed your fame.
I'm
so glad. Yeah. Hey, I love that you are re-releasing this book, 316. How exciting. But I'm wondering, out of all of the books that you could have really released, because you have plenty of them, why 316?
That is a great question. And the reason is because I think that this day and age could really use a good dollop of the gospel, just a real clear summary of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. The verse changed my life when I was 20 years old. I was a drunk. I was a trouble waiting to happen. I was a train wreck about to go off the cliff. And so it's always been my favorite verse, kind of a life verse for me. And the book came out in 2007. And God's kindness has been used all over the world. And so when in the last three or four years, two or three things have happened. One is that we've gotten beat up, worn out. We're exhausted as a culture. And yeah. Then number two, I think we may, it's a bit presumptuous for me to say, but my hunch is we're getting a little off message. When people talk about what a Christian is, they're likely to think he's a part of a certain political party or she is a allegiance to a certain ideology. And I'm kind of protective of the gospel message that I think the church should have. So those two things working together, I thought it was time for us to put a chlorine tablet of hope into the swimming pool of society and introduce John 3:16 into the culture.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I hear very frequently people say, you know what? Because I talk about kindness all the time. They say, well, I'm kind. I am a good person. And by golly, they are good, good people. So how do we address this? It's to find eternal life, being kind really doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah. I think, with all respect to the people who say that, down deep, they know they're not. I mean, down deep, they know the dark person within them that we all have. And yes, they are kind. Yes, they do some kind things. But there's also this dark side to us that the Bible describes with the word sin, that we're sinners, that we have told God to leave us alone. We have walked away from him. And consequently, we're infected with this proclivity to do what we want and not what God wants. But Jesus says through John 3:16 and other places that we can be saved from that. We can have a brand new self, a brand new life, a brand new start. We can actually have the power and the presence of God inside us, living through us. And that generates a new level of kindness, a kindness that is strong and a kindness that is favored by the Lord and is blessed to go out into the lives of others. So to the person, if they would say, well, I'm so kind, I don't need God's help. Depending on how willing they are to be frank, I would say, you know, God wants to go into that dark, secret, unspoken, hidden part of your life and bring complete healing, wash it clean, and start brand new. And that's what God offers. It's a supernatural, undeserved gift.
One of my favorite verses is from the Message Bible, and it's, give me a job teaching rebels your ways so the lost can find their way home.
Wow.
And, you know, it is, you're right. Like, I think it's interesting to hear you say that you have that dark inner sinful being because, you know, you're Max Lucado. Like, you write books about Jesus. You know all about him, right? And so, yeah, but yeah. You're right. We all have it.
We all do. Mm. I'm a redeemed drunk. I really am. I don't just say that flippantly. I was a six-pack a night guy when God found me when I was 20 years old. And my question was not, is there a God? My question was, could a God forgive a jerk like me? Mm. And when I was led to believe he could, I didn't have a plan B. Plan B was to be the kind of guy I was until I either ended up in prison or as an alcoholic. And I didn't like either one of those two paths. And so I said, okay, I'm going to try. I'm going to believe. And it's the one right decision I've made. I've made a lot of dumb decisions, but that was the one right decision that I've made. And so I know that dark place. I really do. I know it. I know it very well. And I also know that our struggles don't just end. They don't, the challenge is not over when we say yes to God. In some ways, a new challenge begins because I believe there's a devil and he comes after us when we're saying yes to God. But what we have is a new power, a new strength. And also we have the certainty that though we mess up, our eternal security is not threatened because it's not so much our hold on God, but his hold on us that matters. Mm-hmm. And he'll never let go of us.
Yeah. I appreciate your vulnerability. I was an alcoholic until I was 35. And my question wasn't, can God love somebody like me? My question was, does God really care about little old me? And, you know, I've found that he most certainly does. And he cares about every single one of you who's listening and watching this right now. So, Max, I love to be able to ask people to share stories of kindness. And so specifically, I'm wondering if there is a story that sticks out to you of a time when perhaps God allowed you to be kind to someone else, or a time when kindness showed up just when you needed it, that you'd be willing to share with us.
Yeah, I think speaking of vulnerable, this is another one. But you know what? Hey, I'm not.
Let's advanced. Go there.
I'm not running for office. I actually did tell this story in a book. I can't remember which one, but some years ago, I'm a teaching pastor of our church. But for many years, I was a senior pastor at our church. I've been here since 1988, and about I don't know. Nicole, 10 years ago, our church staff, we bought smartphones for the church staff. We kind of went from the flip phone world to the smartphone world.
Yep.
And I've got filters on everything, every laptop or desktop I have. I don't like the idea that I'm two clicks away from a picture I should not see. So I've got filters on everything. So when the administrator brought, I came to the office and there was this smartphone, I guess kind of like this one, on my desk. And I picked it up and I thought, well, I wonder if they've put filters on these. What I should have done is walk down the hallway and ask the administrator, the tech guy. But no, dumb Max, I opened it up and there was a picture I shouldn't see. I put it down. I went, oh, stupid. Turn, you know. So that's not the kindness, though. That would not be. Yeah. You thought, where's he going with this? So I get home later that day and I'm emptying out my pockets and throw my phone on the island where close to the area where my wife, Deanland, is in the kitchen. And she picks it up and she says, oh, you got a new phone. And guess what picture appears on the screen? Well, even now I feel a flush of embarrassment. You can imagine then I just came undone and I hem-hawed. I tried to explain, but what can you say? You know, what can you say? Somehow we made it through the evening, and when I woke up the next morning, I went into the bathroom, and on my side of the mirror, she, with a lipstick, had drawn a big Valentine heart and written in the middle of it, I love you anyway, let's move on.
Aww.
And it was the kindness that I needed. It was the kindness that I needed.
Grace.
What I did was wrong. It was wrong. And she just responded in kindness. She always has.
Thank you for sharing that. This is, everyone who's listening, this is why we love Max, right? This is why he sold 150 million copies of his books, because of just genuine, been there, done that sort of storytelling. I love it. Thank you for that.
More from Max Licato in just a second. But first, let's talk about our sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. You know what I love? I love owning a home. Actually, I only own half a home. My husband owns the other half of the home, but luckily we're married so we can live in it together. Anywho, I love owning a home. And I say that because when I was a kid, I lived in a lot of apartments and duplexes and things like that. We just didn't own our own home. And so, you know, I feel like when my husband and I got to buy our first home, it was a really, really big deal. You know, it sounds kind of cliche, but it's true. Our homes have never been more important than right now. A new home brings a lot of beauty. You get to tuck your kids into bed for the first time in your new home. And, you know, there's the first cookout in the backyard, the first family movie night or dinner around the table. We're still waiting to do dinner around the table. And it's been like, you know, 18 years. But one of these days we'll get to it. The process, though, if we're being real, can also bring a whole lot of stress. So that's why I love United Faith Mortgage. Their job is to eliminate the stress and to use their direct lender advantage to make sure that you are paying the least amount possible for your new home. They get to do the work and you get to sit back and relax and dream about decorating. And, you know, you can watch all the decorating shows and all that stuff. And it's super fun. Oh, yeah. I love owning my home. And I hope that you check out United Faith Mortgage because they're going to help make it a whole lot easier for you. And now back to Max Licato.
So I like to give people also a practical kindness tip from our guests. And I'm wondering if you have one. It sounds like, you know, go ahead.
I'm a big tipper. Really believe in tips. A guy told me, and I can't remember when this was, in my early 20s, he said, always leave generous tips. He said, if somebody has worked hard, they deserve it. And if they haven't worked hard, they need it. And I thought, well, that's true. And all of us have had that wait staff that you think, I'm not going to tip this person. But then I've never forgotten that. So I give a generous tip. I like to think that as I'm walking out of the restaurant, I'm causing somebody to smile because they think, oh, my goodness, I never saw that one.
So I was asking for a kindness tip. I didn't realize you were going to give me a kindness
literal tip.
Well done. I love it. That's fantastic. What else do you want to share? I know you've got a Bible study coming up really soon, an online study.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. We have an online Bible study that's based on my new book, actually the relaunched version of John 3:16. And we would love for everybody to be a part of it. We have an ambitious goal of 316,000 people studying 3:16 for 5 weeks, beginning March 21st, right up until Easter. Now, the Bible study is free. It's free. So please, I'm not trying to hawk a book on you. So if you'd like to buy a book, it would help in the study. But if you don't want to buy a book, that's fine. Just go to maxlicato.com and you can sign up right there and you'll receive this free material, curriculum, as well as videos that we can study together. You'll be a part of a community of people for 5 weeks, share ideas, swap ideas, and go into Easter season with hopefully a renewed spirit.
Right, and a renewed strength. That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Max, and I appreciate your time today.
And glad it worked out.
Yeah. Hang out right there for me for a second. I just want to tell all of you who are listening, thank you for tuning in today. I really appreciate it, and goodbye from the Minneapolis airport.
Once again, many thanks to Max Licato. I'm Nicole Phillips. This episode of the Kindness Podcast is a product of Northwestern Media, a ministry of University of Northwestern, St. Paul. Do you know someone who could use a little extra kindness in their life? Please let them know about the Kindness Podcast. Like and subscribe at Apple, Spotify, and Google. And check out my books and blog on the socials at Nicole J. Phillips. Once again, thanks to our sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender, not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah. I hope your day is filled with kindness.